We often have in our minds an image, you know, the divine mercy image. Image of Jesus is tender Jesus, loving Jesus, never buddy Jesus. But a Jesus who loves us, who hears our thoughts, who comforts us in our sorrows, and is very peaceful, loving. And this week we're getting a little different picture of Jesus. And it's important, above all, to realize that God is merciful. He's also just. But in our own lives, you know, that we can always turn to him and he'll always be merciful to us. But that's not the complete picture of Jesus. Jesus has the full range of human emotions, and he's God, so he has the full range of everything he created, including his justice. And sometimes in the gospel, that kind of sounds harsh to us. But today, take as a special way, especially since your daily mass goers, you're practicing Catholic, you know the mercy of Jesus in your life. You've heard many homilies on mercy, on God's love for you. Take time today to learn about this Jesus. In a sense, let Jesus kick you in the butt a little bit today. Let him say to you, you know, those things in your life that you're kind of still working on, that you think like, oh, you know, this is, well, I'm never going to figure this one out, or, you know, this is fine, Jesus will be merciful. No, really let Jesus talk to you like he's talking to those cities today, Bethsaida and Chorazin. Woe to you! If I'd have done these things for other cities, like Sodom, which was like the worst city in Jewish history, imagine he kind of talks to you like that a little bit. Let him challenge you and say, all the things I've done in your life, and you're still doing this? Now, it's important, okay, a disclaimer, you know, not to always think like this with Jesus, because we can get down on ourselves and everything like that. But really let Jesus push you today and say, all the things I've done for you in this life, and still you're doing this, still you're doing that. And then come to him, because obviously he's just, but at the end of the day, he is merciful. He is that welcoming image that we see in the divine mercy image, that he's pouring himself out for you, for love of you. But it's important to let him challenge us once in a while. So really today, take time to let Jesus talk to you like that. Woe to you. It's intimidating. I'm getting scared just talking about it. Woe to you. Let him say that to you today, and know that he's the merciful person who loves you, the God who loves you, but also wants you to be the best version of yourself, who wants you to be free from all those things that entangled you. So even when he's sounding like this, ultimately it's because he wants what's best for you, and what's best for you is him.